Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media. Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events, for your business, your brand. Anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at CBizTVMedia.com. And click on the Brag tab. All right, welcome my 90 Day family. And for those of you that aren't a follower of 90 Day, I think you'll steal and glean a little faith, love, and trends from this reality show, 90 Day Fiancé. This one is called The Single Life. So 90 Day Fiancé is a reality show where people from other countries and the U.S. usually get together. They have a 90 day visa process if they would like to enter the country and be married to this person. Marriage is a part of the whole integration into the country, and that's like a requirement. And a lot of things, deadlines for that are 90 days. So that's why the show was called that. This is A Single Life, which is a spinoff from all of the people that didn't make it in their relationships. They're now single, so this is the spinoff. First of all, Natalie says men bring her pain. So we're going to talk about her. We're going to talk about some of our other 90 Day friends as well. Starting with Jamal and Veronica. They're kind of still arguing after dinner. The dinner that they had with Veronica's bestie Tim, who she also used to date, so there's some friction there with Jamal, her new guy, and he's with a young lady named Louisa. Tim is. So last episode, Tim and Louisa, they had their first kiss. Things were kind of getting, you know, physical, and it took a while for Tim to get there, so it looks like things are looking up for them, but things are looking down for his bestie Veronica and Jamal, because he's still not used to their friendship slash relationship, which he feels a little weird about. So they kind of got in an argument. She told him he can leave. I mean, I think it was last night. He has to go back to his, where he lives in another state. So it's their last night. It's not going too well. They got into it. She started using some language, and she just told him to pack his stuff, and she didn't use the word stuff. If he wanted to, and he could leave. So, you know, he kind of keeps a chill, calm demeanor, but even in his calmness, you know, he has those silent ways of just verbally getting at someone but still being calm at the same time, which is kind of cool and kind of creepy and kind of annoying at the same time. But whatever the case, they got into it. Then we have Chantel is in this other country with her new boo. I believe it's Rome, and her friends have tagged along. Things were hot and heavy last time when they were at the beach. They were being very romantic with each other. Now they're at some type of festival where you eat snails, which Chantel was very grossed out by the snails, and I don't know if that was a turnoff for him. He fed her a snail. She wasn't feeling it. But he did not have that same physical affection and vibe for her. She feels like she fell too hard, too fast, thinking that this was going to be something, and maybe it's nothing at all. He's not paying her the attention that he was the other day, so she's ready to leave. It's her last night there. So, was her trip a bust? Does he really care about her? Is this relationship going to be a relationship, or is it just grown cold? He says he likes to take his time, which makes sense, but he wasn't taking too much time when he was very affectionate with her on the beach the other day. So we'll see what happens with Chantel. I don't know. Hopefully her dreams come true with this guy. But if not, you know, it's the reality. She can move on. No need to waste her time. And again, it's a short trip, so it's understandable that it takes time to build a relationship, and he may not be totally feeling it right yet, because they have to build more of a foundation, which does make a lot of sense. Then we have Debbie and Ruben. Ruben rides off with Debbie on the Batmobile vehicle in the dark. It looks like it's so much fun as they drive down Miami. He takes her to meet his dad. Sadly, his mom is going through pancreatic cancer and she's in the hospital, but he's a caretaker for both of his parents, which is very kind and heartwarming. So this guy has a lot of good qualities, and he's saying, Debbie, you may have to move here. So she's kind of a little stressed about that possibility. Like, she doesn't want to move too fast, is kind of what she's telling him. She wants to take her time. No need to rush on this. And then he also has to be interrogated by her son, Julian. So that's going to have to happen as well. But their relationship seems to be going pretty well. And the more we learn about Ruben, for the most part, it's good things. So I hope the best for Ruben and Debbie as they move forward in the future. But finally, I want to go to Natalie and Josh. And last time we talked about Natalie, what happened was she's not really sure about Josh and their relationship. They've been together for like a year and a half. She's not feeling the love. He has kids. He has other obligations. She doesn't feel like she's a priority to him. She doesn't introduce her to his family. So this is all within a year and a half, and she's feeling, you know, in her past relationships, she's got a lot more love and was treated more like the person cared. So she's finally coming to the conclusion, also with the help of her mom, that Josh doesn't really love her, even though he's helped put her up in an apartment. He's vouched for her for that. He's helped her get a job. She walks toward him as they meet up, and she walks right past him, and that was kind of weird. And the way she walks toward him was really weird and creepy, like she was on a mission. But then she walks past him. He's like, what's happening? He turns around, then she turns around and comes back around, and it was kind of weird. But you know, she was a woman on a mission. So she confronts him and basically just says, dude, you don't love me. I know you don't love me by the way that you treat me. I've been in other relationships. I know what love feels like. I know I could tell at least if somebody loves me. And she talks about men bring me pain. I don't need a man. So it looks like she's going to do some things in the future. Maybe even have a child. But will she do it with a man is the question. She says she has love in her life. She has her mom. But she doesn't have that romantic love, but she doesn't need it. She said her life is great. She's in America now. She has possibilities. So she had to let Josh go. And they hugged somewhat reluctantly. But, you know, he said, you know, he didn't even fight her on it, which kind of showed that he really doesn't love her. But he said, you know, I gave you all that I can give you. And I don't think I have enough to give you, or something along those lines. And he wasn't fussing or fighting with her. He always was like a calm guy anyway, but also it seemed like he was a little nonchalant and was not caring deeply. So maybe that's just his vibe, or maybe that was just the reality of the whole relationship, and she's finally seeing the truth, which I am glad that she took that step. And then I went to look back at some of Natalie with her ex, Mike. Still not sure why they broke up. I tried to find some recaps and whatnot. If anyone can help me, let me know. Is there a concrete reason why her and Mike broke up? It seems like he's a good guy, and he still helps and reaches out to her. So, like, what happened? Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. But Natalie's like, you bring me pain to Mike when they were having some type of a couples therapy thing. And she said, you bring me pain. He's like, you bring me pain too. So the bring me pain thing is a theme for Natalie when she said men bring me pain to Josh. And I could kind of relate to that situation. But it also makes me feel like when I look at her history and what she said, she does have some regret for her early relationship where her husband was loving to her and the relationship had a lot of promise. Her second and third marriage is not so good to her. And now she's with Josh, and men bring her pain again. And it's understandable on some level. If I say that men bring me pain, I could say just failed relationships. I could say that times there were lies, there was misleading, and just never feeling totally accepted by a man, being raised in a single parent family, not having a solid father figure on a regular basis. So yeah, in a way I understand where she's coming from. I've never been able to really connect with a man on a positive level besides my little brother, but other than something romantic or something, I have had no really good, strong, solid, real connections. If they were there, they were temporary. I feel like a lot of times fronts were put on to get what they may have wanted or to just feel things out. I feel like men seem to fall in love so fast. To me, it was like mind-boggling, but maybe it's just a way to get into the heart of the woman. I'm not sure what you guys' tactics are, but I can relate to that. What she said, it was very dramatic, but I can see it being real and connecting with that. But part of me also is like, I don't want to be so connected with that statement, men bring me pain, that I don't ever forge a good positive relationship with a man. Even a friendship would be great, something to start with, but I don't want to put that on all men. And in the future, just have that negative context with all men in my mindset and in my heart. I feel like on some level I did have that, and I may still have some of that as well, but it's something that I have to fight, because, you know, we are a product of our past and the things that we've gone through. So you can't expect us to just even though there may be a new man to come into your life. And honestly, to me, I always try to put my best foot forward, and I give a lot in relationships, and I give a lot of my heart. Not really things, but I give my heart, my time, my emotions to the relationship. So that's really how I approach when I come in, and maybe I should step back a little bit, but I think I might give a little bit too much too fast. And my mom even says that she does that as well. I don't know if it's something passed down or whatnot, but that's how I approach even in new relationships with guys. And then there's some guys you meet that you know are false in the beginning and you don't give that much to, but there are some that are able to feel, at least they feel genuine, they come into it in a genuine way. And then so that's when I kind of can be a little bit too giving and too all in, and do need to slow down and carry my wits about me. But I think the guys need to do that too, because I feel for me that many guys have been they jump really fast and they act like they're in love with me in 5 minutes. And for me, the fact that they love me, it's like I want to reciprocate and give that back to them, whether it's truly founded or not. So you guys can hear that I do have some relationship issues and some life issues that I still need to work out. I think we're all going to do that until we find our forever person. And even in that marriage scenario, we're still going to be working things out. It's a continuous process. It's just that person will be with you as you work it out, which would be a beautiful thing. But I totally understand her statement. There's so many women out here that have been scorned. Baby mamas that didn't intend to just be baby mamas. There's just so many different scenarios. Women being cheated on and in long-term relationships or years of marriage. So there's a lot of reasons why men can bring us pain. I mean, I know men have their side of how we may bring them pain, but coming from my perspective, I completely get it, but it can't be ingrained into you so much that it becomes a negative part of you, and it becomes all negativity toward men, all hate toward men. It's going to be unhealthy for you, even if you never end up with a man in the long run. It's just going to be unhealthy bitterness inside of you just because, and that's something that you don't need. But I can understand in that moment, you just broke up with somebody, you're looking at your past relationships, you feel what you feel. I think you need to feel that for the moment and then work on at least trying to see what unraveled, what went wrong, you know, what was my part, because that's something that I need to work on too. It's not just the male side of how they brought me pain, but what did I do? What do I need to do? How do I need to protect myself in the future? What did I do wrong in the scenario? All of those things need to be looked at in the relationship. But I'm actually really proud of her for seeing that he didn't love her and not just sitting there and staying there and trying to see if he was going to end up loving her, but saying, you know, it's been a year and a half. There's a lot of women that will stick things out for years in bad relationships. He was doing a lot of good things for her too. I mean, she could have, on all intents and purposes, continued the relationship without the love, but she knew that that's what she needed, that's what she wanted. It was more than just things and stuff for her. So I'm glad she got the picture sooner than later, because it could have gone on for years or drew out for years, and she would be unhappy and finally say, you don't love me, and who knows what have transpired at that point. She wants to be in a loving relationship. She wants to have a child. She wants to be married. And there's nothing wrong with wanting that. And sometimes I feel like some men punish you for wanting those things, such as marriage and children, and like, you know, they may say it's too soon or hold on, or you know, different things that they say, that, you know, like you shouldn't want a commitment that fast, or you know, something to keep you holding on because they just don't want to make that commitment. So there's guys that can shame you over wanting a marriage, a good marriage and a family and all of that. And especially now she's in her later 30s and she's feeling like she's a certain age. You get shamed over your age and wanting that as well. This is your first marriage and this is your first child. Why do you think somebody would want you? Like, there's just so many elements and scenarios and what people say and do and how people can shame you on that level. But I'm glad she knows what she wants, and she's not going to settle for a loveless relationship. Even if it's some positive things involved and he was trying to help her come up in some ways, she knew that she had to walk away. And I kind of wish that I knew that in some situations, because I've, at some point, you know, the person walks away from me, but I'm still so caught up thinking, what went wrong? What could I have done? I wish it was different. And I'm stuck still in that relationship while the other person has moved on, and I'm mentally still there and emotionally still there. But I wish that I would have been the one to say, you know, and I would have seen all the signs, like, you know, this isn't right. I'm going to walk away. And even though she walked away with tears and crying and upset, she made the move to walk away. She decided she wasn't going to stay in something that wasn't real and wasn't working for her. So I think we could learn a lesson from that, ladies, and not just hold on to something because it's something there, a warm body, but and there are times where you can get caught up. There are times when you are being fed fairy tales and you are being fed things to keep you around, though the person doesn't really have the true commitment that you want or need. But it's something that we have to try to decipher. And if we do, to be able to take that step to walk away is a big step and a big thing and a good thing to realize your worth and do so. Natalie's a little bit of a strange character. I kind of connect with her because she did want marriage and values. She was with Josh romantically, sexually, and part of her didn't feel good about that because she wanted to be married. So, and she has some type of traditional values on some level. I think that she's from Ukraine and they're from Russia, but so she's an odd character. She's different. She's, you know, she has this look that's unique. She has this attitude that I don't know. I don't know where she can get attitudes and be pouty and seem to be a little crazy. But there's some good things about her. There's some different things about her, some ways that I can relate and can connect with her. But she is quite a character and somebody to see and something to see and even something to learn from or someone to learn from when it comes to the 90-day experience. So that's my final thoughts on 90 Day Single Life, this episode where men bring me pain. What's your thoughts, comments? You guys can always email me, Irene@cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's CBIZ TV@yahoo.com. Thanks for hanging out, and God bless.